on New Year's Day out in Phoenix, or I guess Glendale to be more specific. We've got SEC against AAC again. We've got LSU. We've got Central Florida. Of course, the Knights come into this game unbeaten again, riding a 25-game winning streak. Unfortunately, their star quarterback, Mackenzie Milton, is out after suffering a horrific injury in the season finale against South Florida. However, Darryl Mack Jr. has stepped in and played well. Central Florida, just like last year against Auburn, they're very motivated for this game. LSU, you've got guys that are deciding, hey, we're not going to even play in the game because we don't want to get injured. We want to prepare for the NFL draft. You know, Mike, you know, just like last year, you thought Auburn's the better football team. Here you think LSU's the better football team, despite Central Florida winning 25 straight. But it just has the same kind of feeling as last year's Peach Bowl.
It really does. Very similar to last year as far as motivation is concerned. Central Florida, they want to validate their program versus an SEC opponent once again. And some of those key LSU players, they're not even suiting up for the game. And I think that adds extra motivation to Central Florida.
I think it does, too. And I think Central Florida is just going to be laser-focused again on saying, you know, it's that chip on the shoulder. Hey, everybody says we don't belong. This is our chance to show that we belong, and let's go out and perform. While, you know, this is a trend now. We can't deny it. And unless you're in the college football playoffs, if you're a top player, you have motivation to skip the bowl game. Go ahead and start preparing for your career in the NFL, hopefully. But, again, I don't know if I really like this or not. But getting back to the game, though, I think from a motivational standpoint, I think Central Florida is going to come in ready to play. You know, I'm not so sure about LSU.
Right, and as far as the players skipping bowl games, that trend's not going away. It's going to we're going to see more and more players doing that. And frankly, if a young man or a young woman, if she were looking to go to the WNBA and ask for my advice, I would say yes, go ahead. You don't risk your own future, but that's what we're going to have to deal with, and it makes it a little difficult to handicap these bowl games, but it also sometimes is helpful because when LSU players are skipping this game, it also affects the psyche and psychology of the teammates, because you have to believe that they're thinking, hey, if so-and-so doesn't care enough to play, what are we doing here?
Mike, I'm in agreement with you there, and I've heard coaches complain about this, and, oh, how can you not be committed to the team? You know, you've sweat and bled for all these months for this opportunity, and now here it is, and you're starting – well, the coaches have no one to blame but themselves, because back when I was growing up, yeah, you had coaches that took new jobs every year. But the thing about it is they always took the job after the fact. In other words, they played out the season, then they moved on to their next school. With the climate of today's world, especially with the early signing period, no. As soon as you take a job, you cut bait and you move on. My buddy Jeff Collins, who accepted the head coaching job at Georgia Tech from Temple. Hey, guess what? He was on the sideline at the Georgia Tech game up at the Motor City Bowl or whatever it's called now up in Detroit. He was up there watching Georgia Tech play. And guess what? The very next day, his Temple team that he had coached all year played in the Independence Bowl, and again, versus Duke, and Duke won that game. But the thing about it is coaches have, and this is not an indictment on Jeff Collins because he's just following the trend, coaches take new jobs, they immediately pack up and leave, and now that is filtered down to the players. Coaches are looking out for their best interest, players are now looking out for their best interest.
Right, exactly. Very good point. And Temple was up maybe 27-14 in that game and got shellacked. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of that has to do with not having your head coach and feeling like, hey, our coach left us for a better place. That affects these kids. And we're talking about coaches that are moving on, but we're also talking about this Fiesta Bowl with Central Florida. Scott Frost, he stayed and coached Central Florida over Auburn, so kudos to him for that. In this game, LSU, they have more talented players, but key players in the defensive backfield aren't going to play. I like Central Florida to cover.